Hello.
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 Okay. Unusual random selection of players again tonight. You will note the somewhat quieter general ambience as Mr. Ross is not joining us this evening.
Right. Oh, no.
Him being of the wussish disposition decided he was too ill.
He has a terrible case of man flu, which, as everyone knows, is potentially fatal.
Well, only to men, though.
Well, obviously.
It's called man flu.
And the fatalities usually result from extreme head trauma. But anyway, so we have Wayne.
Hello,
Finn.
Hello.
Alec.
Hello.
And Sophie.
Hello.
Fresh from her success in Santa's Soldiers, who has come to join us for our world's slowest dungeon, as it's only going to be occurring probably once a month, as Tina is currently reviewing some terribly worthy book somewhere.
The Da Vinci Code.
Don't think it is.
No. Very short review.
It's crap. I imagine that something like that would take quite
These
a long
are all
time.
Obviously just opinions being expressed by individuals and in no way represent the opinions of the people
the most
at OBGMB3.com.
The important thing to remember about Dan
Facebook
Brown novels is they're fiction.
Besides, I don't think authors can really sue us. I don't think they're certainly going to be listening to RPGMP3.
Some do, apparently. But anyway. Right.
But not Dan Brown.
When last we convened this motley crew...
Can't work the internet. It's too complex for its limited brain.
A party of bold adventurers were
now
hired...
that's liable.
...to enter Castle Caldwell and rid it of the pesky beasties that had taken up residence there so its new owner could take possession.
We are indeed bailiffs come to evict.
Did you just say no, do it yourself?
What? No.
No.
He said yes, we'd really love to have that payment, thank you, we'll come and...
How much? Yeah.
What we find we keep as well.
We're getting paid.
I forget, it was a time ago.
Yeah. But don't worry about
it. There was lots.
But by the time we get around to finishing the dungeon, I'm sure that it will actually be released, so we'll be able to listen back and find out how much it was. Although, possibly not. it's probably going to take us about 6 sessions, so that's 6 months, you know.
Alright, oh, the world's slowest dungeon.
In that case, these Easter eggs are late.
Okay. You're indeed hired by Clifton Caldwell, a local merchant, to house clear his his mobile phone infestation.
Damn those aliens, they got into the Castle Caldwell again!
Indeed. you were offered the princely sum of 100 gold pieces each, which did indeed seem like an awful large amount of money at the time, as you were all stony broke. However, on their first excursion, I can't even remember the characters' names over that side, Roger the Trap Finder, not Dodger.
he successfully found a trap.
He did. He served his purpose.
His trap finding record is unimpeachable.
100%.
And he retired on the spot. He retired somewhat precipitously in the kitchen with the poison chest.
Which we handily defeated with the use of 10-foot poles and open windows and fanning.
And the other three of you retreated shortly thereafter.
Yeah, we dragged his corpse out to rob it.
No.
In the fresh air.
We buried it in there with all due ceremony and then mobbed it. Well, no, we robbed it.
I was going to say, that's a very foolish order to do it.
We stripped him of his goods to prepare the body for interment and then forgot to bury them.
Upon your return to town, somewhat dismayed by the roughness of the adventuring life, Rotvang the mage took himself sharply to his bed and has been there ever since. and consequently is not responding to your invites to return to the castle at this time. He needs some time to steady his nerves.
Or younger healing magic, do you?
No,
not second like level for healing magic.
No magic at all. I am, in fact, just a man in a tin.
Could be worse. You might not. You might have bought badly for money,
and I might not even be able to afford the tin.
Which would have been worse.
Yes.
So, you find yourself short on staff.
I know. Let's look around the inn. We'll post a notice.
Likely looking pair.
Yes.
I'm drinking wine.
Does that make you more or less likely to accept the job?
Depends on how much wine you've been drinking.
I've been drinking quite a bit of wine, I suspect, and I have a constitution of 8.
It's not going to take that much wine, then, is
no.
it?
No.
I know what we need. We need a drunk elf.
Okay, from here on in, the elf is now drunk at times, and has to be role-played as such.
I mean, to be fair, we do need somebody who's quite foolish to get them to open all the chests.
I should be drinking beer.
No.
And that elf.
Wine.
Beer.
That elf. Wine. Wine. Wine.
Drunk elf with a 10-foot pole.
What is your wine being served in? Are you drinking from, say, a pewter goblet or glass or what?
Probably a goblet, I expect.
Okay. Well, say it's made from pewter and it isn't actually now been shattered in your hand by the...
three hit points damage.
Died from a bit of wine glass cut in the bath.
See, that's what you need. You need kind of like tripwires at the start of it, the door openings for all pubs. All inns in Dungeons and Dragons worlds, so that any kind of inept people will fall over, cause themselves one hit point of worth of damage, kill themselves, and then before you will weed out all one hit point characters.
It's like a good genetics experiment. We're going to weed out all the weedlings, get rid of anybody who rolled one hit point right at the start.
Either that, or you could just walk along and punch somebody. Quite
right. So.
Let's let them get drunker so they're more gullible. And then we can pay them less.
Yes. Yes, that sounds quite a good idea.
Okay.
If they're clever, they'll catch us out. And then we'll have to pay them the proper amount. If not, that's them.
Right. We need to interact with the new people. Otherwise, they're not new people. They're just people randomly in the bar.
Oh, we're waiting for them to get drunk.
I think we're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Okay.
Another flagon, dear wench.
I think if the elf drinks...
Don't call me a wench.
I'm not talking to you.
They're not going to be able
you're
to
elf. Of course you're
leave the tavern.
So you're a good elf.
Hello, you two. You seem to be bearing arms. Are you around here?
Are you interested in some work?
Are you looking for business?
Yes.
Good.
I'll get my step ladder.
We've been given a task by
how much?
A local landowner.
Gosh, this one's a bit abrupt.
She's completely skimmed.
You'll have to excuse her. She's drunk. Anyway, how much?
How much were we getting paid?
Was it 100 gold pieces per person? I think 50 gold pieces.
50 gold pieces, and all the.
Loot, well, a party share.
And an equal share of loot, well, on a pro rata basis.
50?
Pro rata basis.
To do what?
We are.
Just clear out a castle. It's got some vermin.
I wouldn't say castle, I'd say small fortified house, to be fair.
He calls it a castle.
That's only because
what sort of vermin? Mice? Rats?
Goblins.
Goblins. Just definitely. I mean,
goblins.
Why do you need us?
Well, it's
just goblins. You can do it. They can do it. Just goblins.
There might be more than just goblins. I don't know, but
it's worth more than 50.
How much loot do we reckon we'll find up there?
Well, quite a lot.
Well, I mean, we've cleared out a few rooms already. Oh, obviously, because you weren't there when we cleared out this room, you don't get a share of this particular loot, but...
Ching, 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 ching. Yes, that's the sound of... sound of around 5,000 coins jiggling up and down there.
I think we're looking at something nearer the 100.
He's a dwarf, he'll be able to tell what...
Wish denomination by the mere sound of it.
There's some copper in there, isn't there? I might tell you 10% the actual value of coinage in the bag as you shake it.
More than 50.
I'm thinking near 100.
Yeah.
Astounding how swiftly they cut the chase, isn't it?
How about we meet you halfway and say 75?
75.
80.
I don't like odd numbers. 80.
80 done.
Oh, they drive a hard bike.
They do. They 80.
Do. So, when do we start?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, probably best tomorrow. Yes.
Another flagon of ale.
More wine.
Hey.
Hey.
You don't get paid in advance.
You'd be buying your own nails.
It's much easier to wait to see if you survive rather than having to recover the gold.
The event.
Yeah. It's rather distasteful.
Wait to see if we survive?
Well, they're particularly vicious goblins. They have sharp, pointy teeth, you know.
Some of them actually have swords.
You are an elf.
Yeah, quite small swords.
You do appear to be wearing some sort of knitted... Oh, no, that's chainmail. Oh. Lovely.
They're quite that.
That human made.
You come right apart that.
Yeah.
See, look at that. It's just butted up. It's not riveted. Bloody human rubbish. Honestly, if someone comes at you with a two-handed greatsword, go straight through that.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
How many spells per day do I get? One per day.
And I'm a dwarf, so I've got quite good saving throws.
And you will have the perky entire inn. For like 5 minutes or something like that.
I was going to show you why.
Well, that's today's spell.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. If I put the entire inn to sleep.
Pretty much.
Well, anyone who makes that saving throw is going to have fun.
She's got a fair chance of putting most of the bar down, to be honest.
Yeah. Sleep is just better.
It's just better. You get 2d8 hit dice of living creatures within a 40-foot square.
That means I need d8s. I need a blue d8 to go with the blue d20.
Well, it's either that or it's a d15 plus
blue d8.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like another one?
Yes, please.
Would you like a green one?
Well, D15 is already half a D30, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, or a black one. My D30 is in my other dice bag.
I know, it's like
dark green.
If I'd have known.
Dark green. Yeah, go with dark green, even though it's green. Don't like green.
It was an orange one.
No, I don't like orange either.
It was a grey one.
Grey's fine.
Grey one. Point of fact, sleep is just better.
Yes.
It's... 2d8 creatures with 2d8 hit dice of creatures within a 40-foot square, nothing more than 4 plus 1 hit dice. Doesn't work on undead or anything really big like dragons, but dragons got too many hit dice anyway.
You
may slay any sleeping creature with a single blow of an edged weapon, regardless of its hit points, and the victim gets no saving throw.
For sleep?
Yeah.
No saving throw.
You just fall asleep.
What, you mean?
Yeah.
If I cast sleep on the bar would fall asleep.
Well, 2d8
of them. 2d8
of people in the bar, yes. I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that possibly there's very few people in this bar who are going to have more than one hit dice.
Yeah.
We are the great heroes of this town, and we've only got one hit dice.
Yeah, cool. I'm not going to do it. However...
Now that you know that you can.
Now that you know you have the nuclear option.
Fantastic!
I didn't realise it had no saving throw. It's just like, no!
So, given that we were going to be moving on this evening and you're expecting us to stay and come and join you in this little venture, I assume you're putting us up tonight.
No, let's go now!
No.
Why not?
Well, it's quite a long walk.
We'll get there before midnight.
Oh, best we leave at first light.
Ah, well.
Possibly slightly before first light.
How can you putting this up then?
But I've not used my one spell today.
It's burning a hole in your pocket.
It is.
You can't sleep on yourself.
How do you make sure the party get a good night's rest? Boom, think yourself in the air.
She's now, she's immune to it.
Not.
No. Not in first edition.
Ooh.
She's immune to ghoul paralysis, but not to sleep.
Go out looking for trouble.
So she can be charmed as well.
What one left in that box?
Was there? Oh, I didn't think there was. There you go, you see. How's that?
Happy now.
You can make that into a little fort.
Hey, very little fort. Come on, I've made a gaming terrain out of words.
I've made gaming terrain out of Pringles tubes.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good, particularly for stuff like 40k, because you might, yeah. Any kind of silos and stuff can be made out of Pringles tube.
Police tried to confiscate the Pringles tube off us because it was an offensive weapon.
A Pringles tube?
Yeah.
Was it a viciously sharp Pringles
tube? Nope. Yeah. The very tall carpet tube painted black with nuclear missile written on it. Perfectly fine, not an offensive weapon. The Pringles tube that we were going to gaffer tape black for the same purpose, that was an offensive weapon.
Well, it's got metal in it, you see.
We took that out.
Well, you see, technically an offensive weapon is anything the police choose to do.
Yeah. We were mostly amused that my really big carpet tube, that's fine.
How strange.
I do like the fact that if you managed to smack a policeman with something like a sofa, technically that's an assault with an offensive weapon.
I'll point out that perhaps the policeman should have got out of the way, but...
That would be cool.
Right then. So...
Doll's house.
Several drinks later... you... presumably retire for the evening.
Yes. Well, yes, assuming it's bed for a room.
Well, no, not a room for yourself. You'll be sleeping on the floor. We'll bundle you all into the wizard's room. It'll be fine.
Rent some floor space in the common room.
Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. If they're paying for it out of party funds.
A few coppers.
Yeah. It's not going to be hugely expensive, really.
A little count.
Indeed.
That's what you have, so you have no coppers at all.
So you must have something there. Did you completely spend up?
But even if you haven't possibly gone,
even if you haven't completely spent up, you're still trying.
He's been buying my wine
because you're broke,
and he's hoping to get lucky.
But what is a dwelf?
Yeah, half dwarf.
Well, I am the most charismatic dwarf ever, as I've already decided.
Yes, you are a stunningly charismatic dwarf.
I have a charisma of 11.
Oh, 16.
Yeah.
He's unfeasibly charismatic for the
He's
character.
Got like a +2 bonus.
If only they had invented sorcerers or bards. But no, sadly they didn't, so...
Sadly, your charisma stat is completely useless.
Indeed.
No, it affects... if you attempt to sway the reaction of an NPC, you get a modifier for that. And it also increases the potential number of henchmen that you may acquire.
Ooh, you
or
would have
XP leeches, as we like to call them.
Body bags. So,
how's the coffee done?
Yes.
Who wants some? Coffee.
Dean and Alec,
are you a milky person then?
I had 83 sugars. Been working on site too long.
So,
some fancy coffee flavoured syrup.
Worried about the snow?
No. Been summoned again. I've been taking her shopping on Sunday. On Monday there was a phone call. I need milk and tissues.
Fun.
As the huge stockpile of boxes of tissues that she already has is clearly not enough. So yeah. It's
Yeah.
At least call every other day or something. Even if, you know, you've tried at the last attempt to say there is nothing possibly anything else that you could possibly want between now and
so you'll find something to invent.
Certainly feels that way sometimes. Anyway.
We wake at first light.
You wake at first light. Gather all together all of your equipment.
It'll take me probably at least 3/4 of an hour to an hour to put on all of my armour. Then I shall have to spend another 10 minutes remembering that I have to eat my breakfast first and take my helmet off.
On the plus side, you don't have to pray for however long to get your spells yet.
No. I'll probably have to pray, but for no.
Breakfast.
Including with the room.
That's all right, then.
Much gruel as you can shovel down your face.
Yeah.
That'll do. We get a spoon of jam in the middle. It was pink when you stir it. Oh, lovely.
It's got bacon in it.
Crumbled up bacon. Cooked extra crispy so it will crumple up.
And you have it crumbled up. Just some easy small piece of bacon just lightly fried.
Or cooked till it's firm up. You can use it as a spoon.
But that was how I had my bacon at Frankie and Benny's.
Oh, I went, put my finger on it and went crack. And went, ooh, yep, that's pretty well done.
Like so,
crisps. Bacon crisps.
So your bacon or my bacon?
Could be your bacon. No, I know.
My big breakfast meat on separate plate.
Joins with having a vegetarian girlfriend, I have to say.
You get to eat all her meat.
Despite being a vegetarian.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't try and argue, Tilt, can you not do me a big breakfast, but instead of...
making well, entirely of hash browns and mushrooms.
My housemate. It's... My housemate got the big breakfast, but she asked for 2 muffins instead of the meat. I got for the big breakfast and asked for the meat on the separate plate. So I got lots of meat and I got a muffin anyway.
And it was on a deal, 2 for £10, I think it is. So.
All the food in the world.
Anyhow.
So,
gruel eaten.
Helmet, armour.
You stab yourself in the ears if you spend any time in Frankie and Penny's, however.
Mm.
Really?
Mm.
Yes, because of the music. I'll just ignore that.
Do you need to purchase any additional supplies or equipment before departing?
I think I should be alright, to be honest with you.
I've got a week's worth of iron ration.
Yeah, I've got a week's worth.
Well, I'll try to pick up a sack for the loot.
Okay, it shouldn't be too hard.
I'm drunk.
Cover the optimist. It's going to be so much loot.
I'll need a sack.
So much loot, I'll need a sack.
And a couple of pack of us.
See, that's always the temptation, is that especially when I'm playing very small sacks or those with little strength.
Wine skin is now full of wine.
Because now full of wine. Okay.
Did you buy a ton of wine?
I bought some wine, yes.
She has.
250 gallons.
At a cart. With just a ton of wine on the back of the car, and she refills a wine skin every morning.
Essential supply, is that?
Yeah.
It's in the set. I know it's in the AD&D Second Ed handbook.
We worked out that it was desperately cheap to buy like kegs of ale and stuff like that. So we had a few silver pieces knocking around, so we bought a keg of ale for the party, as opposed to spending it exorbitantly in inns. We'd have our own keggers out back.
That's it. Standard off licence procedure, isn't it? Go to the supermarket, buy the cheap beer, you don't go into the bar and buy it by the
pint. Yeah, we go on a booze cruise.
We could at the end, we ended up owning ships, mainly because we killed all the pirates in the ships.
Mine now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't work so well when you set fire to the ships.
They did throw me through the side of one of the ships.
Through the side?
Yeah, so that's what happens when you give people girls a storm giant strength. They decided that my halfling would make an excellent cannonball.
Presumably you are wrapped in some...
kind of magical armour, yes.
Large metallic meat.
Isn't that the Wolverine Colossus trick?
Fastball special. Isn't it that sad? I know that.
The oldest...
Yes.
The oldest one I know of doing that
was a hobbit in spiky armour and a Balrog. You throw it into the mouth and it can't spit him out. It's all spiky and it gets trapped in its throat until it dies.
That's how a hobbit can kill a Balrog.
By getting stuck in his throat on the way down.
Don't eat me, I've got spiky armour!
That's it. You know what'll happen?
I'll give you terrible indigestion.
Thank you very much, Mr. Balrog. Right. You set off for the castle again. Springing your step.
How slow is healing? Or how quick is healing?
Oh, it's been a few days.
Yeah. I was going to cross my damage off, but it would have been polite and correct to ask the GM first, I guess. But
should my special skills box contain anything at this point?
60-foot infravision and special detective skills to do with mines.
Your special abilities are listed.
Excellent. Thank you.
All about dwarves.
All about dwarves. Everything you have to know about the dwarf.
I can search for secret doors.
So can I.
We can all search for secret doors.
Power of my more effectively. Deity. Although, no, not deity, is it? It's muse.
Immortal. The immortal who you revere.
Yep. So, secret doors beware.
And if they're made of stone, he's got a shot.
Yeah.
Because they can detect things to do with stonework.
That's right. The keystone.
Yes.
The whole room will come.
Don't say things like that, because otherwise somebody will try and pull it out.
Just to see if it really will.
That's right. Generally, you have to be above it to pull it out.
That's the way they put in.
Aww. Or hit it really hard. It might pop out the other side.
Yeah, that's generally not advised.
He won't let me have an axe.
No.
In real life.
Yes.
Okay. This is in real life. So if you're banned from having an axe.
What kind of axe?
I don't care. I just want an axe. Be fun. Pardon?
I've got a small hatchet you can borrow.
I just want to chop things up at random.
Yeah. For some reason, people find the idea of me with an axe terrifying.
Sleep shallow. Sleep shallow.
I was thinking, so I'm married to an axe, we'll be maniac.
That's what I'm married to, axe murder. Yeah. Right. Okay, you arrive back at the doors of Castle Caldwell.
God, it's like we've never been away.
It is.
Apart from we've got, well,
slight personnel change.
Better, I'm sure. That was just a trial run. We're now back with the proper the A team. Yeah.
Well, this one's marginally less stupid.
Yeah. We now have 2 10-foot poles, so we're doubly safe. Plus, we have 2 other people to wield the 10-foot poles.
Well,
we open the door
with sufficient cloth. You could make a stretcher for a hill giant.
I would think that wood would not bear the weight of a hill giant, but
you're saying you bought cheap 10-foot poles?
No, I'm saying with a standard 10-foot pole, I would imagine it'd be long and thin, like a very long broom handle, I would guess.
As opposed to a short, thick 10-foot pole?
As opposed to a caber, for example, or a telegraph pole.
Looking at that's a 10-foot pole, more of a battery. We came prepared for breaking doors down.
Yeah. I have a strength of 16.
I have a strength of 17.
Yeah, I'd say between the three of you, reasonably strong characters, you could like have most doors, I think, if you had brought a caber with you. So
I'll be the cheering squad.
Right then, so looks like not much has changed since you left.
Okay.
Let's go to the nearest room what we haven't been in.
Yeah, well, we got to the... We kind of turned left, I think it was.
You did.
And went into the tower room and then decided that... No, that was dull.
Yeah. And we went to the next room along.
That was the kitchen.
We're going around clockwise, I think.
That was the kitchen. There, that was the storeroom. That was where the cobra was. And that was about as far as you got.
Well, we'll do the next door then.
Yeah, I suppose so. We'll carry on in our clockwise direction.
In your clockwise terminus.
As we're going, we'll look in the rooms that we've previously looked in as well, to make sure that they haven't come back.
Well, I don't think there was much in there. I mean, this was like a
big old storeroom and stuff like that.
Oh, they might well have left, actually, I think, now, yeah.
We bribed them.
Yeah, they said they didn't want to fight the merchants.
We thought it would be terribly uncivilised to butcher people and take their stuff. If they were the same colour as us.
Yeah.
They were vaguely human, you know.
Green skins, slay them.
White skin good, green skin bad.
We might have negotiated orange with the goblins, but they tried to stab
us. Way too dangerous for us at the moment.
Yeah.
Orange fur?
Yeah, if it's got orange fur, it's bigger than us. Don't fancy that at all.
Hobgoblins are big orange, yeah.
Okay. The next doorway up. The door is not locked.
Hooray. In you go.
Excellent.
You open the doorway. The western wall of this room has a ledge about 7 feet from the floor, with two small windows above the ledge. Bookshelves line the north and south walls. A few moth-eaten books remain upon them.
No, they're all naked.
There are two huge beetles on a dusty carpet in the
middle
of the
room.
You've done this room, have you?
Yeah.
All right. The fire beetle room.
Yeah, we definitely fought some beetles. Oh, I definitely remember.
Can we fight them again if we get their XP again?
They're probably not. Well, actually, yeah.
We can't remember, to be honest with you. It was a long time ago.
I think it was the beetles that injured me.
It might have been. Yes, we did, because they had an exceptionally large armour class and we just kept swinging missing.
They're stupid armour classes.
Right, okay. In that case, it's a trashed room that the party have already searched and found nothing worthwhile.
All the books were manky, we already looked.
Did you go up to the next room, which was a room with the western wall having a ledge about 7 feet above the floor, with two small windows, except for some trash on the floor, it appeared to be empty.
I believe we poked the trash with a stick.
Did the giant shrew jump out and get you?
Might not have. No. Might have been some different trash we poked with the stick.
Yeah, I think that was the trash we poked with the stick and the snake came out and got us.
Yeah, I think it was.
So we'll poke the trash with
Let's
the stick.
Let's poke this trash with a stick.
Okay.
And a giant shrew will come out and get us.
Well, in that case...
A giant shrew
will come. Initiative.
What do I roll?
That's a very good question.
D20... With your initiative modifier?
With your dexterity modifier.
Is it D20?
Possibly.
Or is it a D6?
I don't know.
I think it was D6, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Might be.
I've lost my
I don't know.
DMG.
It's been a long time since I played D&D, apart from the last time we played.
Combat sequence. players played 36 and played 50.
Which was quite a long time ago, wasn't that?
Yeah, it was indeed.
Before Christmas.
It was an entirely different decade.
Yeah.
Last decade.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's no good. That's a crap reference. That doesn't exist. There we go. Right, okay, there we go. Each side rolls for initiative using a D6.
One person.
Oh.
Each side.
Yeah. One person out of the party, so.
Pick.
Well, should we go start with Wayne and go clock?
All right, then. Wayne's roll. Roll 3. Giant Shrew gets +1.
Oh, we get a bit of bonus if we have Elphas with us as well, do we?
No.
No? Do I make that up?
You make
that
up. No,
that's the Fantasia quest.
No, that's a completely different game.
That's an entirely different game.
It's a board game.
Well, I have.
On the first round,
well, I do have as well.
Because it is very quick, it automatically gains initiative.
Ooh, we are
thus rendering our dice roll pointless.
Rendering the first dice roll pointless. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Who's it going to go for? In its enraged attack.
Well, he's got the stick.
It's Alec.
That's right. I love it.
It charges towards Alec.
Oh no! You've been charged by an enraged shrew.
Is it a giant?
Is it a giant shrew or an ordinary shrew?
So it's about the size of a giant rabbit. Shrew. About the size of a rabbit.
We're just getting Monty Python flashbacks already.
Yeah.
Of course, technically a shrew's not
shrews, giants. Looks like a brown-furred rat with long snouts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a shrew.
Yeah.
Bring forth the holy hand grenade.
How big?
Don't know, but it's able to.
It's a
jump
giant pygmy
about
shrew.
5 feet. So
it's the size of a shrew.
About the size of a cat?
Probably about the size of a cat, yes.
So imagine Polly running to get you to attack you.
I think it's probably more vicious than Polly, to be fair.
Hammers!
I don't know, I'm not convinced.
It's whack-a shrew.
We shall tame the shrew with using the tools of war hammers.
Using the time-honoured methods of taming shrews.
Are we going to name it Kate, then?
I don't know, I think I'm just going to smash it into tiny pulpy bits.
Okay.
If I'd been a D&D character, Polly would have taken 2 hit points from me, I'm sure.
Which would have killed you with your first roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nearly killed you now.
Arm class is two.
Yes.
Well,
these lots, it missed you.
I am indeed wearing all the armor.
Okay, so...
Well,
Alec,
not better than my arm class.
You may attempt to hit it back.
I should attempt to hit it then.
Class, which is...
I will almost certainly miss.
Okay.
Hitting arm class in there or something like that. So, unless it has an odd arm class outside the realms of normal possibility.
Yeah, it doesn't. Okay, and I think after that we will have an initiative roll and then other people may act. As Alec was the only one who was
One.
Oh.
4, 5. So it goes first. It's going to persist in its attack on the cleric. But persist badly, having only rolled a 9, which is never going to be near enough. So, what do I need? What is your AC? Was it 3?
2.
17.
Yep.
Challenging then. Okay, we'll go clockwise. Wayne, what do you need to do?
Hit it with my hammer.
You're going to try and hit it with your hammer. You step up. Try it with your hammer. D20 plus your strength bonus, if any.
You do indeed have 2.
No,
I don't.
Oh.
I have 2.
19.
That'll be a hit in anybody's language.
Yeah, I'll pass 0.
Yeah, oh, sorry, your tackle should be 19.
Tonk. Tonk.
So with a roll of 19, you hit up plus 0.
Hooray!
Which is better than it is. So, do damage to it.
Which is rolled on a
D6.
Whatever your Warhammer damage is.
I don't know if I didn't look. D6. Right.
D6.
I should look that in a second. 2.
Do you add strength bonuses to
I'm going
damage?
To bonuses
would
to add.
You
do? One.
If you have one.
Yeah.
If you had one, you would, but you don't, so you can't.
Okay. Hit dice 1 star. Okay, it takes 2 points of damage. I'm still with us.
Oh, do you know what I've suddenly remembered? We don't actually know these two guys' names.
Shocking.
Pim.
Dwarf. Elf.
Dwarf. Elf.
Ellen.
Pim.
And I am Herophan. And you are...
Balthar. Thunderhammer.
Good dwarfish name there. Ah, the Grey Mountain Thunderhammers? I know them well.
No, okay, Smoky Mountain Thunderhammers.
Oh, don't speak about those.
Yeah, 12.
Sufficient.
No, armor class 12.
Okay, Alec?
I hit armor class 1.
You hit it then.
Ooh. I shall be rolling a d6 and getting a 3.
Okay. That's good. Very badly injured now.
Punk.
It's a shrew.
It's a giant shrew. A giant shrew. It's coming right for me as well.
Yeah, giant. Yeah, that's giant.
About its special ability. It causes fear.
Really?
Yeah, really. It's immensely ferocious.
Polly can cause fear.
Make a save as your death ray or run away in fear.
We flee from the shrew.
Sophie, do you wish to involve yourself in the melee?
It is a particularly vicious
shrew.
Or are
you going to have a super
wine? You could try and stab it.
Well, I just have a short bow and arrows. You don't have a knife.
Do you
or
not?
A sword.
What?
Oh dear. You didn't...
No.
But you're very strong.
Yes.
And none of the weapons you have benefit from you being strong.
Don't they?
No,
I thought a crossbow was like an elfy type of thing.
A short bow was an elfy type of thing. That benefits from your dexterity.
No.
I have good dex.
Can I pick up
a piece of a large, blunt piece of wood from the floor that's conveniently there?
Well,
probably yes.
Probably the 10-foot pole has been dropped, although I break that at your peril.
No, I'm not going to hit it with the 10-foot pole. I want something big and clunk.
See, it was a Pringles tube in the pile of rubbish.
Yeah, I'll use Pringles tube.
Yes,
yeah,
the British
just the dexterity, range, cover, and magic bonuses.
I'll tell you what, I'll lend you my club after we get out of this fight, because I've got a spare club.
If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit.
Okay, what do I do? I just rolled a 2. I'm not hitting anything.
Don't worry, man.
Okay. If you roll a 2, no. Right.
And I'm not wasting sleep on a shrew.
Party.
No. I seem to be
Alex, 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 go.
Your go.
Roll a d6.
5.
Yeah, you...
It rolled 5 as well.
Oh, it gets plus 1 in basis.
Yeah, no, it rolled 4.
Rolled 4, but it gets 5.
Gets plus 1 and gets 5.
Simultaneous. Do we have such things as simultaneous initiatives in the original set?
Each side rolls.
Roll again.
Yeah, it could
dice off. With simultaneous, you may as well just go first, because there's only one of them. So... if it's going to get its attack anyway.
Okay. Can we roll again then, go on.
Dice roll. 1.
1 plus 1 is 2.
Oh.
Denied. Okay, there's 3 people stood around it now, so 1, 2, 3. It changes tactic and goes for Mr. Thunderhammer.
How very dare he indeed.
And he's still equally bad and misses you as well.
Yeah.
Wayne?
That's the 3 people around it all have exactly the same armour.
I'll hit it with my armour again. Hot link, I'll try. 18. I like this one. I'm keeping this die.
So that's 1.
Armour class 1.
Which is for 4.
Ho.
It dies.
Hooray!
Splatter! A small drink to calm my nerves.
I can't help noticing it, and you didn't seem to kind of wade in there with the rest of us. And I also noticed that you're making a strange musical sour tone.
Bard.
Damn elves.
it's your one spell for the day, cantrip.
Various interesting unusual effects.
I only have a bow. I thought it would be more trouble than it's worth trying to hit the little thing.
I'll tell you what, just in case, would you like to borrow my club for the time being?
Yes, that would be lovely, thank you.
Try not to break it. It's a very special club. It's got me all the way through North Level, that did.
Oh!
Oh, you can see where you gnawed on it as a baby.
Yes.
Aww.
We're giving us a special present from the leaving cleric,
yeah.
Cleric school.
Can't be trusted to be given sharp objects as children, you see.
I didn't have my phone on.
Is there anybody important?
Surprise.
Okay. Let's poke around in the rubbish some more.
Poke around in the rubbish some more.
Search.
Searchage.
That's what we said. Poke around in the rubbish a bit more.
Okay.
Treasure and secret doors.
It's half a dozen baby giant shrews.
Well, apart from a small hole in the west wall, probably that. Yeah, big.
Big enough for
about giant shrew size.
Yeah. There is nothing of any real interest in this room.
Oh, if only we had a halfling, we could. Crawling up there to see if there's any treasure.
Yeah, probably the eating room next to us, I guess.
Or outside, I should imagine.
Oh, could be.
It's on the west wall, because I haven't.
It will.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll note it down as, you know, it
I'm going to kick some of the rubble into the hole. Okay. Just in case another one of them comes
in. Yeah, it's a giant shrew that can somehow bore its way through a solid rock wall. I don't suspect some rubble's going to stop it. Mind you, that's not a very good quality rock they've used there.
It's human workmanship.
Well, if this room's anything to go by, all I can say is I'm glad I'm on commission.
See, this rock is some sort of conglomerate. They should be using metamorphic.
Metamorphic? For a castle? What about all the slippage? Right. Okay. The next doorway along appears to be locked.
Ooh. I've actually listened at the door, I think, and see if I can hear any noises.
You'll listen at the doorway.
Take 2 days damage from ear mites.
Oh, look at the ear mites! Toughest, most random piece of, like, dungeoneering monsters. Yeah. Too many people spending too much time listening at doorways. What do? We introduce the ear mite that lives in doorways, ready to burrow into the ears of any adventurer who presses their ear against it to listen.
So now everybody will just burn the door to start with. I wave the torch in front of the door, then I listen to it.
Are there any ear mites going,
"Help me, I'm burning"?
Okay. Well, to be fair, locked door, we haven't got a lot of options.
Well, we'll probably smash it in.
Yeah. We listen for a bit, then we kick it in.
Beat through keel, then hit it with the hammer.
Okay. There's a man waiting with a screwdriver.
Okay, you have listened and you don't hear anything.
Can't hear anything.
Beep. We bash the door
in. Can you see anything through the keyhole? You will.
It does not have a keyhole.
Oh.
You're wedged as an old barred, perhaps.
Barred where?
Not in this system.
Attack.
No, this is the evolutionary system. Anybody can be a bard. A bard is just somebody who plays a musical instrument
and gets slapped.
Okay, you have to be okay. A bard is somebody who plays a musical instrument and has masochistic tendencies.
Do I think this dog might be in any way trapped?
Yeah, I'm going to clue. But to be honest, even if you were a thief, you still probably wouldn't have a clue.
I'll just do it with my hammer then.
Okay. You step back, heft your hammer at it, and nothing really seems to happen.
Is it one of them there trompe-l'oeil?
Trompe-l'oeil?
Yeah. It's not actually a dog, it's just a picture of a dog.
That'd be cool.
I didn't, in fact, think about doing that. Making an incredibly secure door that, in fact, had a wall behind it. So the party would spend ages trying to break it down and then run into a wall.
That's a bit.
Which is great. You have a wall behind the door, and they're trying to break it down.
Yes.
It's great. They're just smacking against a wall.
Yes, exactly. And then, if they do succeed, they successfully break a load-bearing wall, and the ceiling collapses on their heads.
Right. Now it appears to be a door, but it seems to be resisting any efforts at hitting it with a hammer.
Open sesame!
I think probably more shoulder charging is what we need to do.
Yeah. Can we get much of a run up?
Not a great deal. I believe it's a D&D corridor.
So, all 10 foot?
Yep.
How about we look in the room on the other side? See if there's a connecting door.
Could do.
That's open.
Okay, you're currently in this room, well, outside this room here, trying to break into there.
Okay.
What did we think of the quality of the wall in the room next door?
Reasonably good and solid.
Unless you're a giant shrew.
That was to the outside.
That was the outside wall. Which, of course, is much, much less structurally sound
than the interior wall, yes.
Set fire
to the door.
Yeah.
It's a big, thick, heavy wooden door. It'll take forever to burn.
I'm willing to give it a bit of a shoulder charge anyway. I'll run at it and see if I can bash it down.
Okay.
You could probably get an interesting angle if you came along the top corridor and sort of at the door.
Because
it's you only need a bit of an angle on your run.
Yeah.
And you can get it across there. So you get a decent run.
So essentially, the weakest party member is going to be the one doing the charging at it.
Well, I haven't done everything I can.
You've hit it with a hammer twice.
Fine. Can't be taking anything, like.
I'm going to try and bust the door down. I mean, if I bounce off and look stupid, I'm entirely willing to take that.
Can I knock out the hinge pins with that iron spike in my hammer?
Let's see. From
a corridor, can open inwards, they won't have the access to the hinge pins.
No, they'll be on the inside of the room.
Yeah, that one.
We're assuming it does open inwards.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that most of the rooms do. If there had been a particularly small room, I might have said no, but it's not. It's a decent-sized room.
All right, we watch. What's the human charge against this door?
Yeah, you watch the human charge against the door and bounce off.
Very, very noisy doing that when plates armour.
Come, 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 come. Boom! No, I don't seem to be able to move it very much. Perhaps we should get a big axe and come back later.
It'll be quicker knocking a hole through that wall in the next room.
Let's try it. Got this club.
You can get right at the mortar, you see.
You're not going to hit my club against that stone wall, I can tell you that much.
I was thinking using these iron spikes in this hammer as kind of like a cold chisel.
Kind of like cold chisel.
And not like someone I did design and technology with who attempted to knock some lumps of weld off some square section steel with a wood chisel and a hammer.
Nice.
Just knock it off with a chisel.
That would make him popular.
That's a chisel.
Oh, that was a chisel.
That's not worked very well. Cold chisel.
Right then.
Couldn't find one then. He ended up using the back of one small hammer with a fork.
Ah, yes.
And panging it under there, which effectively knackered that pin hammer.
Okay. Make a dwarven stonework check. D6
Is it? That's just a rock. That was a rubbish roll. 4
Okay.
But there's two of us.
Yeah, he gets to go as well.
We're combining our dwarfish ingenuity.
Okay.
And love of hammers.
Right, they settle down with their hammers and their iron spikes and set to trying to put a hole through this wall.
I shall probably watch and wait and keep an eye out for if they disturb any more goblins that decide to come up and stab us.
Funny you should say that.
Given that we're being very quiet.
Possibly relatively quiet compared to him. At least we're in one of the rooms. We're not out in corridor with a huge echoing bell-like clanging.
Coming along the northern corridor in the direction where you are 4 goblins.
Oh well,
I should probably shout goblins.
I shall shoot one of them.
You shall shoot one of them. Okay.
In the face.
I have no idea how
much.
Me.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
6
Great. You get to shoot first.
What do I roll?
And ask questions.
You're 20.
9
That will miss.
Plus dex.
Probably miss. You get to add your dexterity modifier if
10
No, dexterity modifier.
0
No. My dexterity adjustment is plus 1
Is it?
9
Ah.
That's a plus.
Sorry, 9 plus 10 was your stat. 10 Sorry. Okay. 10
Sorry, they're armour class 9
I feel they're not going to be. They're armour class 6
Oh.
But there's a big clump of them. So effectively, they've got a lower. Yes. They've got a worse armour. Because if she goes for the middle one, because she's a bit to the left.
So they're trained to fight in loose skirmish lines. Okay.
Did you buy some arrows? How many arrows did you buy?
20 Just thought I bought some arrows. I'm not that stupid.
Just forgot to buy
that
a sword.
Poor.
I didn't think I needed a sword.
Even a dagger, I suspect, would have been a better investment than your skin full of wine.
My skin full of wine cost me 2 gold pieces.
Yeah, you couldn't afford a dagger.
Exactly.
Okay.
Daggers 3
What is your armour class?
4
So I'm needing 15s there.
It's not bad. There are 4 of them. 16
Damn.
Not about smack. They 2 of them have taken off short bows and are shooting back.
Oh, well, well, it's like on your own then.
Can I have got into cover?
Hide behind the human.
Well, no, because I'm there, they're there, so all I need to do is duck around that corner.
Is that so?
No, I can't.
Not at this point, I think, seeing as you have shot at them.
Not how many hit points did you roll?
Pardon?
How many hit points did you roll up?
3.
Oh. Oops. Best hope only that one hits you then.
4. Right, I'm dead.
Yeah, it could well be. No, I'll reroll. I hate to kill people on the first shot.
Likes to just injure you first.
Yeah, I like to make people suffer. 3. So you're like at death's door, but not quite dead. The elf collapses in a heap with an arrow stuck in her.
Grab a leg and pull her into the room.
Okay.
See, this is why we didn't pay in advance.
Okay.
Not me and I get her share.
No.
Oh.
Only if I pronounce her thoroughly dead, and then shares get split up between the party.
Thoroughly dead.
Thoroughly dead. Yeah, officially dead.
Undeniably.
Indisputably.
Should we charge them?
I'm glad.
How much?
80 gold pieces.
Well, my reckoning would be stay here and let them come to us.
Well, yeah.
Given they're the only ones that've got a ranged weapon.
I've got a sling.
You've got my crossbow, which is on the floor.
Short bow.
It's still on the floor out in the corridor, to be honest.
And an extra arrow.
Yeah.
We've got some additional ammunition.
No, it counts about the one she shot out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right, okay. The goblins then will advance down the corridor. The two that had their bows out will put their bows away, draw their swords. And
we take positions on either side of the doorway.
Yep.
You can be somewhere.
You can go either way at the door, and then I shall be out of line of sight, ready to charge them and get them.
Prop the elf up behind the door, out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay. They're quite smaller goblins.
I should administer first aid if I can, but I don't think you can, so be entirely pointless.
I have no objection to dying.
Yeah, it's the problem with first level.
Right. No, I can get it back. I will allow her to be medicked back at the village. That's not a problem. She's not dead yet. Right.
That would have been a good use of sleep.
Four goblins. That would have been, yeah. That's probably a valid use of sleep. Yeah.
Oops. Oh, well.
You live and you learn.
Yeah.
This time.
Maybe.
Okay, initiative then for the party and the goblins.
I believe it's back to Wayne, yeah.
You're all going first. Wayne is
5.
Okay, you're going first. The goblins heap forward into the room and you get strike first, so.
Hit it with the hammer.
Hit it with the hammer.
15.
That's probably going to hit.
18, arm class 1.
They are armour class 6, I said, didn't they?
Yeah.
8.
So 13 will better than hit.
8 points of damage.
6 points of damage.
I think they're both dead. Yep. Those two are dead.
8 points of damage would even have killed me nearly.
No, right. I'd be dead.
The remaining two goblins push into the room and will attempt to attack you. Alec, are you doing anything before they do?
I rolled a hit, so I presume I swung and miss.
Okay, goblin number one. Attempt to hit.
Goblin number one, please.
Wayne's dwarf and miss. Goblin number two will attempt to hit Finn's dwarf and. No, he'll miss. You only see 2, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, 17. 15s aren't going to cut it. Next round, initiative. If you win, probably will.
One as well.
Simultaneous then, so everybody does get to attack.
I'm class 0.
Hits.
Just 6 points.
Dead.
I miss 5.
I miss.
Okay. One fighting Wayne also misses. And initiative for what will probably be the last round, as there are 3 of you and 1 of him.
3.
4.
Ooh.
Morale check.
He's a brainless goblin. He's on his own attacking 3 guys in plate armour with shield.
Who have killed his 3 mates in 10 seconds.
Must be 2d6 for morale. Seems gelatinous cube gets 12.
gelatinous cube.
I think it will probably run away.
I sling it.
Okay, go on then.
I miss.
I sling it. I miss.
Don't come back!
He runs away. Muchly. Probably won't.
Should we not be running after him, really? Before he doesn't get his mates.
Oh, it's so much easier if he does.
he's probably not.
Should we crack on with the wall, then?
Yeah, you'll probably take the arrow at that elf.
Yeah, I should do so after looting the corpses.
Okay.
Oh, I've got some corpses to loot, haven't we?
3 of them.
Okay.
Well, fair-minded person, I don't mind death.
At least one of them should have a bow.
Yes. 2 of them should have short bows, in fact.
Well, one of them. They all have short bows and daggers.
Oh, 3 short bows, 3 daggers. Well, arrows.
Be acquiring some of that.
And 26 electrum pieces between them.
No.
Do you want to have one person keep track of it?
Yeah, so, well, I've got the it at the moment, so I should just add it onto the
electrum. Are you keeping on with that?
Already got, yeah.
I'll acquire one of the short bows from you.
Yeah, we'll have a short bow each.
How many arrows will we carry?
Electrum. It's an alloy of gold and silver.
Okay.
The 5 of them to a gold.
Something like that.
Okay.
And
Marge from short bows d6, do you think?
D6 damage, yeah.
No. How many arrows will we carry?
Probably a dozen each.
You have actually written down crossbow and that kind of shit.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're not short bow.
Yeah.
Do that and I'll write down the right one.
Oh dear.
What does a sling do?
Like a D3, isn't it?
Or a D4.
Don't know what short bow does.
Right.
Okay. It's going to be a slow job. It's going to take you some time to dig out enough bricks from the wall to make a hole big enough to crawl through.
Well, what arms are they holding him to see through?
Well, yeah. I'm assuming this is a single layer wall. It's not like a cavity wall with insulation.
Okay. You can take 8 in about 15-20 minutes.
And what do we see?
A hole.
That was pretty good.
Well, you've got 60 foot in provision.
Okay.
Big sign saying, you're not supposed to be able to get in here.
Possibly.
One of my friends claimed to fame, he managed to find a poster on GTA 3 saying, congratulations, you're not supposed to be able to get here.
Why? Mwahaha.
I have to say, it took a particularly convoluted and probably about an hour's worth of effort to get there, so.
It's dark. There is no light filtering in from any windows beyond the room.
Step back and I'll try my...
Well, what does infravision tell us?
The torchlight mountain in there.
Or is it magical dark?
Is there a crazy rabid woman they've held up in there? A naughty nun.
Well, the room appears to be empty, except for what appears to be a trapdoor in the floor.
Ooh. Now then, that's worth exploring.
Yeah. And it'll be much easier to get some more bricks out now we've got this one out.
It will.
How does the door look to be locked if there's no lock on the...
Doesn't appear to be have any bar or anything on the back of it.
Perhaps it's just swollen.
Perhaps it's magical or something. I'll go around and see if I can find a secret door, perhaps.
Okay. Where are you going to look for it?
I should look. First of all, I'll start off in this room here.
Oh, look, secret door there.
I'll start off.
Oh, we've broken the mechanism by putting this brick
in. Okay, you're not finding one in this room.
I shall move around and look in the corridor.
Okay.
Might be obtuse, but I might as well.
I think it's the tower room's the other side, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes you around in towards the tower as you follow the wall round. And you do not find a secret door that leads into this room.
Hmm.
If only we had a conscious elf.
Oh, I get the same kind of thing.
What you do is you put it on a stick and then you wave.
No. Oh, no.
How can I be conscious again?
Elf on a stick.
Well,
I suspect having a 10-foot pole inserted in your mind
might wake you up suddenly. No, I think the party need to acquire some method of healing you, perhaps.
Yeah, second level cleric.
See, all we need to do is kill 400 XP's worth of goblins and I'll be able to heal you.
400 XP's worth of goblins?
Not or, even that much, because you got a 10% bonus.
Or alternatively, gain large amounts of treasure, which might be hidden just under this trapdoor here.
Oh, it might be something scary.
It might be something scary that we're not supposed to get to yet. We'll examine the...
Well, we've started knocking these bricks
out. An intelligence check. It'll have to be the cleric, because the wizard's unconscious.
Yeah, I might be able to. What do you want me to roll?
Roll and get a new intelligence.
Okay.
No. Okay.
This is a fantastic idea. Let's carry on and go down there and find all the treasure.
Pim's smarter than the cleric.
It doesn't take much, to be fair.
Significantly smarter than the cleric.
Pim is cleverer than the cleric. Pim will help you. Right.
I'm going to go and examine the this door and see if there's any mechanism to make it open.
It's a handle.
Which one turns and then pushes. Does the problem seem to be that it is jammed? I've got to push it a little bit and it's stuck because it's well. It's
it doesn't move at all in the slightest.
Mm. Okay. I shall ponder and let these guys break the wall down.
Right.
Oh. Search for a secret lever somewhere. I think yes. trying to push the stones. I've seen it. I've read it in all the all the good crew.
Passing goblins toss you a few coins as they walk past.
I'm a mime.
Go into that first room and try and pull some of the books.
No. I think we already did. I think the magic user pulled them all out in search of secret forbidden knowledge.
Oh, piles of dust.
Secret forbidden lore he can use to serve his dark masters better.
Pretty much. So, you spend some time and
we can do ourselves.
You eventually make a hole.
Alignment ambiguous.
Now we feel.
Well, he did appear.
Really
the big dark robe pulled over his head.
Ew.
Dark and foreboding voice. But shortly thereafter, he accidentally revealed the fact that he was, in fact, a pimply faced teenager fresh out of magic school.
Fantastic.
He was trying to be more impressive than he actually was. Hence now his panic attack and self enforced remaining in bed. Right. Okay, you have taken out enough bricks now that
we can the elf we can push the elf through.
Which point you should suddenly make a secret door.
Okay, right in a sec.
It's a room of magical healing. Insert elf here.
Ah, well, if I'm going to die horribly, I may as well do it in the first session.
That's what Wayne did.
Oh, really? Die for the good of the group.
No, I did die for the good of the group.
Yeah. My chances of detecting a trap are so low, it renders it pointless.
Yeah, dear.
Yo, dead air. Quick, somebody see something.
Where have you gone?
See, right. I'm considering... Well, I'm not considering. I'm stopping myself seeing what happens if I put the pen in the little holes on the mic.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
It breaks and then you owe me £150.
Yeah, that's why I'm not doing it. £150. Wow.
Quite reasonably priced, really, for what it does.
That was a very nice toy.
What does that do?
I can't see what you're pointing at. I think it's the gain level on the mic.
Low, medium, high. Apparently it's high.
Yes. It means it's more sensitive setting.
It can detect every single dice roll.
I know.
Yeah.
I was just wondering what would happen if I changed it to low.
I have no idea what would happen if you changed it whilst
then
it was
going. Then all the listeners would have to turn the volume of their... headphones, of course.
And then Howard would hate you because he'd have to edit it.
Ah, okay, I won't do that then.
And it would never get released. That's how it's very busy.
It's annoying, there's a big red button there, but it's a big red button that means record, and I know what it does. So I don't want to press
or
it.
Or technically stop record as it should be recording.
Ooh.
Yes, it's the same button to stop, which is started.
It's got a red light on it, that means it's recording, yeah?
Yes, as long as it's a constant.
Yes, when it starts flashing, you need to worry. When it goes off, you need to worry.
Well,
when it blows up, you need to worry?
Yeah, if
the smoke escapes, then you need to start worrying.
Yeah, if the smoke escapes, it means I'll inadvertently put the main adapter in with the tip knit the wrong way around.
We had a brilliant piece of very expensive GPS equipment for the professional surveying down to, you know, sort of centimetre accuracy. Its major flaw was that... It's one of its data inputs and the power cable took the same cable adapter into it, and weren't that distinguishable. One of them had a red ring around it, and the other one didn't. So you could accidentally plug it into the USB in kind of port because it had its own special adapter. It was a special adapter to USB, so you could in fact plug it in through the thing and blow it up.
False piece of design, though.
Yep, that's what you get if you buy cheap stuff. By cheap, I mean. Yeah, hundreds of thousands of pounds, but...
Right then. So, they're a bit longer spent digging, and you make a hole that maybe you could get through. Certainly if he was to take his armour off.
Well, I don't know if I trust him that much.
Right.
Well, we might as well make it large enough for the dwarves to get through as well. Great. Although they are,
you've got a hammer. I've got spare iron spikes.
Yeah. Although they are in fact smaller.
They are probably broader across the chest than you are.
Mm-hmm. Should carry on hammering. I think
it's evident by the fact we're massively stronger than you are.
Yep.
Right, which is surprisingly strong for an elf. Mm-hmm. Yours is a wiry strength.
Yes.
Okay.
And a very ineffective one, given that I'm lying unconscious on the floor.
It's because you didn't use your strength. Use your dexterity as well, instead.
My dexterity is 15.
You see, your real strength would have been casting a spell.
Yes.
But you didn't do that either, so that's okay. Right.
I know now.
You make the hole big enough.
Right, shall we leave the elf here?
I'm sure.
Propped up in the corner. We'll put some rubbish over us so you don't get bothered by any passing goblin.
Or shrews.
Or giant shrews. Or cobras.
It'll be fine, I'm sure.
Or fire beetles.
I should drape my cape over and then camouflage over an assortment of rubbish.
Or merchants.
Okay.
Right. Let's crawl through into this room.
Crawl. Okay.
Well, more duck and step.
It's...
I don't have a sound effect for
dark in this room. The only light in the room, unless you're carrying some with you, is filtering in from the room next door.
Well, I'll probably light up my... whatever light source I have. Lantern.
Okay. You light a lantern and look around the room. You can see the rear of the door. It appears perfectly normal, just as a doorway.
Can we open it from the inside?
Try. It's not open.
Yeah. Definitely swollen.
Probably either that or it's magically locked. I don't really know about
where the windows are in the other rooms on this wall. It is just bricked up.
Was there a window there and it has been bricked up?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a trapdoor.
Interesting.
In the middle of the room.
So look at this trapdoor then.
Is it barred in any way? Barred to bone.
Are we going to end up digging a hole in floor?
dig. See, you thought you were playing Dungeons and Dragons. In fact, no, you're playing Dungeons and Digging.
Okay, you examine the trapdoor. It appears to be a fairly normal trapdoor, a large bolt, wooden trapdoor with a big iron ring set in it.
Does the bolt look in any way strained, like something huge and powerful has attempted to escape from the beneath?
Yes, you found the dragon. Congratulations.
Yeah. This is D&D. It's a low-level adventure. Of course there's a dragon. Okay. No, it does not appear to be unduly strained.
Does that have earmites crawling around it?
Not that you can see. If you get close, you might be able to hear them.
We'll have a listen then.
Okay.
As you can hear, is your eardrum being chewed.
You don't hear anything in the trapdoor.
Oh, best of all, then.
I'm ready with my hammer.
I shall hold the lantern high to allow the dwarves and myself to see down. Although they do have that funky infravision thing. It might be a really deep hole.
Okay.
It's an access hatch for the sewers.
Yeah. If your adventurers are stupid enough to enter this room, please feel free to kill the people.
No.
That's all.
Entirely filled with custard.
Custard.
Not proper custard.
No.
The cool custard that you can run across.
Non-Newtonian liquid.
Non-Newtonian.
That's your mind,
Bass. There's some coffee in the pot.
Oh,
in that case, I'll go finish the coffee.
Yeah.
Anybody else want some coffee?
There's probably only one more, seeing as you went for the largest mug selection that we own.
Yes. Which was not accidental.
No, you might have said a bigger wine glass than that, Alec.
Well, it's been one of those days, is it?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
You do have the option of refilling.
Thank you.
Alternatively, you could just put a straw into the bottle.
That would make you look...
Just shotgun the wine.
That was its day's scar.
Okay. Okay. Right.
Bim's going first. That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
No. Shh. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you pull open the trapdoor, and it's dark down there.
However, I have a lantern held high.
You look down into the room, and it appears to be a large empty room. How big is a large empty room? About 30 feet square, with an opening back towards the door, probably underneath where the doorway is in this room.
Yeah.
Going into what looks like a corridor.
Second level. An underground level, perhaps a dungeon level.
Hmm.
Well, we should probably finish exploring this level first.
Yes, I think so.
Wimps.
Well, don't leave enemies behind you. That's just standard tactics. They taught me that at cleric school.
Cleric school?
Yep.
They teach you all sorts of things at cleric school. That'd be good.
It's a systematic.
All of it good, clearly by definition.
Only if you're a good cleric. Right.
That's why good always wins, because we have good cleric schools and we have the evil.
Oh, evil doesn't win because they have bad cleric schools. See? It's all about education when you get down to it.
Yeah, that's it.
You go to one of the good schools,
you become
you'll succeed
good.
In life.
Yes.
You go to one of the bad schools, and you become a defeated megalomaniac villain.
I want to go to a bad school. That sounds much more fun. Does that mean I get to teach them how to be defeated megalomaniac villains? Because, seriously, I'd do that.
Step one. Buy white fluffy cats.
Sorry, it's yours.
You're as bad as Ross. I can't lend him anything.
You see, you wonder what happened to the world supply of Swiss cheese. Sophie and Ross have all of it. Inbuilt. Headwear. Headwear cheese.
Okay, so should we go?
He's lost it. He's gone completely mad.
Shall we finish this floor, or do we want to
go with cats of cheese?
I'm really confused. Could somebody please explain?
I think only Steve can do that.
And slippers made of ham.
We're now getting a bit Mighty Boosh now. Right. Okay. So, what are you going to do?
We're going to shut this trap door again. And then we're going to leave and go.
And then run away screaming into the night.
Finish this floor. What was down there? It was an empty room.
It was a large empty room with a passageway leading away from it.
A corridor.
Yeah. Shut it, bolt it, and clear this floor first and then come back to it.
Yeah. I shall blow out my lantern as soon as we exit the room. Conserving vital.
Lamp oil costs money.
Yes. Don't grow on trees, you know.
Okay.
Now you have to squeeze it from giant fish.
Squeeze it from giant fish.
Yeah, uppity fish. Think they're better than they should. Go around breathing air.
Because we are the lamp oil fish. We are better.
Whales or rendered animal fat or something like that, I don't know.
Tallow. Mm. Squeeze whales. Right, okay.
Tallows are solid. Mm.
So candles.
Maybe. And you can't put candles in your lamp, either.
You can't put candles in a lamp.
Not if it's a lamp,
I've seen one down at the pier.
Anyway, pressing on. None of this lantern semantics.
The pier? We're inland. We're landlocked.
That's all Wigan.
Very true.
They have a pier there. They do.
They do.
British southerners.
Southerners. Oh, I suppose, yeah.
What's his neck like a towel?
Whoosh. No, they beats even me, that one, I'm afraid.
Press on.
See, it's a girl's joke.
Yeah.
Nah, I see.
Huh?
This girl's apart from Sophie
now with wings.
Absolutely. So says Claire.
Anyways, yes. Life. Next room round.
We do that at least once a week when we're playing, don't worry.
Give up on life.
Yeah. Yes. At least one of us loses the will to argue with Ross anymore. Right. Okay. So.
Ross isn't even here.
You come to the next tower. I know, it's great. He's influencing the game. He's not even in the room. He'd be chuffed to bits. But he's all.
Let's just open the door and go into the room.
The next room is the tower room. It doesn't have a door.
It is, in fact, an archway.
Mm-hmm. And it is empty.
Oh. Just search the empty room.
It's a large circular room, about 40 feet in diameter, with 8 openings spaced evenly around the outside wall. The windows extend from about waist height to about head height for a normal human, and are obviously designed for shooting arrows through.
Okay.
Next room.
I should search that room.
There really isn't anything to search. It is bare. The next room. Okay.
The north wall of this room has a ledge about 7 feet from the floor with two small windows above the ledge.
Really? Like every other room that we've encountered so far.
The room looks as if it might have been a guard post. There are a few beds, some pegs on the wall for clothing, a rack to hold weapons, and a long table with a drawer that might once have served as a desk. There are moth-eaten clothes on the bed, but the room appears to be otherwise empty.
No exits out of this room.
No.
Nothing in the drawer.
Walk around, open the desk drawer, yeah.
Okay, you search around a bit, and you turn up a small sack that contains 100 silver pieces and 20 gold pieces.
Ooh.
100 silver.
I miss out on the loot because I'm always dead, don't I?
Not if you don't
know. No, as long as you survive.
10 gold, was it?
10 gold.
20.
Ooh, 20 gold.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Okay, excellent.
The next room.
Treacherous.
Okay, there is a doorway on your right as you leave this one, as well as the ones on your left. There are three doors on the right.
So there's like the. There's
on the room side of the corridor.
Yeah. And that would be like the central block.
That would be going in towards the middle, same as it was at the opposite end of the castle.
There were
three doors.
Yeah, we're going to do the outside for
that.
Yeah,
that was where you met the traders when you went into those doors.
We went.
You've been going along the outside here, and you turn the corner, you've done that room there, and now you've got a doorway to your right, and then there's more doorways to your left.
We're going
to
finish the perimeter.
Yeah, clear the outside first.
Okay. Okay, much as the others, the ledge, the windows, but empty, probably a storeroom at some time.
Okay, poking and prodding.
Poking and prodding and go-go, but it is empty.
Okay. Next one.
Next one. The north wall of this room has a ledge about 7 feet from the floor with two small windows above the ledge. Three men lie on pallets near the north wall. They are armed with swords. There is a beast that looks like a small horse near the east wall. The room contains a lot of what seems to be personal gear and equipment. Okay. I think so.
I'm hoping they're not going to try and stab us. Hoping we perhaps might be able to negotiate. I don't know what this small horse-like creature is, but...
It's a mule.
Oh. We could use a mule.
You could. For smuggling your treasure into the dungeon.
Pablo.
Hello there.
The men sort of leap to their feet and draw their swords, looking warily at you.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
We've been contracted by the owner of this property to clear it of undesirables, such as the goblins who you might have seen lying around.
I see. So, you're here to clear the place out?
Well, I mean, you know, we're here to negotiate if we can, and if not, well, you know, as happens when goblins come and stab you, we have to obviously protect ourselves.
I see. So, and when do you expect to have finished clearing out the building?
Well, I don't know how deep it goes. Might take some time, I don't know.
Well, perhaps then it would be best if we were on our way then.
Probably.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind.
Works for me.
Okay, they start gathering up all of their stuff.
Any of it look particularly shiny?
Well, they have a selection of, like, sacks and small chest and...
Does it clank attractively?
Clank attractively? No, it doesn't.
Gee, if you're evil, you could have me. You have to do is put you all these innocent men.
They start loading
their
stuff.
They're probably not innocent. They're almost certainly guilty of something. Trespass, if nothing else.
They carry out sentence with maximum prejudice. they start loading their gear onto the pallet.
I'll offer them the assistance if they require it.
Okay.
Would you like a hand?
No, it's fine. We can manage.
Okay. I'm Hera fan, by the way. Hey, Eric.
Yes. And so it would seem. There you go.
He's got the embossed armour and everything.
The embossed armour.
Yeah.
Right, okay. It takes them about...
It's Buddy Jesus when you're doing the thumbs up on that.
Takes them about 10 minutes, but they gather together things that they want to take with them, and they start to lead their mule out through the doorway and down the corridor towards the entrance to the building.
I wave them on their way, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it normal for humans to sleep with their animals?
They're a strange lot.
Probably yes, but
quite often in early medieval type things, you'd sleep in the same house because it's a good source of body heat. So they would have the attached stables kind of thing in the same building, so they generate heat.
Well, on the floor below.
Well, or to the side.
It's much more effective if they're in a room below. If heat rises up.
Depends if you're morphed, therefore stuck on rocks. And it's a bit hard to dig out rocks, so they often put them to the side. Anyway, yes.
So have they left the building?
They will leave the building.
Right. Anything worth nicking, having, scrounging for?
No.
No, they all.
They took it all with them. But us being good and not being and stuffing being out of them.
Thorough.
Yeah.
Okay, being thorough, you find nothing.
What's being good?
Well, we don't have the option of being good really in the game so far. But
okay, the next doorway that you come to is another empty room, again with the ubiquitous ledge and windows, and then you come to the northeast tower, which is also empty, as was the other two. Again, tower with arrow slits for shooting out.
What about the central rooms?
There's still...
We've still got the east wall, yeah.
Okay.
We've got the room opposite the magic room here. Opposite corner.
In the mirror image of...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Number 11... The east wall of this room has a ledge about 7 feet from the floor with two small windows above the ledge.
I think we can take that bit as red.
There is a small altar on the diagonal northwest wall. There are several long benches in the room. Two of them have been pushed together in the southeast corner to form what looks like a bed. A woman wearing armour and carrying a mace is kneeling at the altar.
Is she a second level cleric? You might be able to heal me.
No, she'll be evil.
I attempt to identify the holy symbol using my big book, bumper book of holy symbols they gave me at cleric school.
The observer's guide to holy symbols.
My first 100 holy symbols.
Okay. You can attempt a
book of religious symbols.
Wisdom check.
I pass! I pass a check!
Hooray!
You're not entirely sure. However,
whether the dead baby on the side of the altar makes you think it might be
that sort of thing. You think that maybe it is a an acolyte of one of the orders that reveres one of the entropic immortals.
They're bad, get them.
My shiny god, hit that bad one.
Okay.
By the power of my not very shiny god of neutral puzzling.
Does she know we're there yet?
Yes, she will know you're there.
Can we not just ask her to leave as well?
I suppose we could.
Can we give her a chat? I mean, just because the god she likes is different than the god you like. Sorry, the immortal you like.
Well, I mean, we'll give it a chance. Hello.
Hello.
Greetings, travellers.
Can I interest you in a copy of all of this one magazine? How not to be evil?
We've been sent here to clear out this keep for the new owner.
Who's eating the nut that was on the table?
Yes.
That's fine.
Fair enough. Tasted okay.
Okay, fair enough.
It's only on the floor, it's not like
it. It's not even on the floor.
Oh, that's alright, I'd
only
trample it.
It's only sea floor, it'd be alright.
Yeah. Exactly. I have a huge resistance to the pathogens in my own house.
Indeed.
So.
Would you mind leaving?
And why should I leave? I am here conducting religious observances. Perhaps you and your friends would care to join me in the ceremony.
Really not.
Yeah. Is your shrine licensed by the town council?
Temporal authorities have no sway with me.
Essentially, we've been asked by the owner of this place to clear it out, because he plans to move back in, as far as we can figure.
We don't want to alter in one of his bedrooms.
Indeed. So we're just wandering around asking the people that we find if they'd like to move on and trying to clear the goblin problem that he seems to have.
Make a roll. Add your reaction modifier for your high charisma.
Nineteen, including modifier.
Pretty good. She looks at the three of you and says,
"Bonk." Oh, sorry, I had to do that. That's a minded habit.
Yeah.
Perhaps if the owner of this property is wishing to reclaim,
we're all dressed to like wielding the same weapons.
Move along and find myself a new centre for my worship. She gathers up various sort of religious-looking items off the surface of the altar and starts packing them into a backpack.
See, now I wish I'd gone there.
I mean, it's easy, but it's strangely unsatisfying doing it this way.
Damn my choice of a neutral and reasonable god.
I want a god of intolerance.
I am good. And stupid at the same time.
I will smite anybody who does not agree with me. Okay.
Have you considered worshipping Torm?
Right. She gathers up various bits and pieces, goes over to where the benches are pulled together, sort of rolls up a bedroll to tie into a pack, and we'll leave.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
That was easy.
Just follow the others. Yeah,
follow the trail of people we've evicted. Except the goblins.
We killed them.
We killed the goblins.
We killed the goblins. They're special. Right, okay.
Apart from when they run away, because it's too much effort.
Yeah. They're not going to be coming back.
We need another helpless elf to lure them in.
Oh, we could just leave them like this.
Ooh, I'm trying to get up, but I'm so weak and pitiful.
We need an elf on a stick and just poke around the corner to attract their attention.
Look, I'm over here.
Why did I come today?
To be abused. clearly.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to need to work that one out.
She leaves quite.
Okay. Next one along, I think.
Yep.
Alec, can I just say one thing? I told you I could have bought my essay and been working on it whilst role playing.
I didn't expect you to, I don't know, run some goblins going, shoot me!
Okay.
She was drawing fire.
Very heroic.
We did say that chainmail was clearly shoddily made.
You did point out the shoddy chainmail before you arrived.
Okay,
let's run along.
We've all got spare for this.
No. Much as the others, we have the ledge, we have the windows. There are two long tables along the southern wall, and it appears to be empty.
Has a search turned anything up?
We poke around with sticks anyways.
You hear the sound of little tiny wings flapping around.
Are they going to be fairies? Or pixies? Are we going to be blind and stabbing ourselves in our own faces?
Well, no, fortunately we're all armed with blunt weapons.
Because Warhammers are so much better for protection.
I'm going to smack myself in the face with the Warhammer.
They're so much better for crushing pixies with.
You just have to time it perfectly, sir. You swing hammers together and trap them in between.
It's a pixie.
I do have
a sparkling explosion.
at some pretty. Point, I do.
Somebody
have
roll a d6, please.
4.
Yeah.
4. Okay.
He's keen to do something.
You are not
do
surprised.
We're not surprised.
So,
oh, yeah, their little wings flapping around.
You hear the little wings flapping around. Initiative, then.
Whose turn is it to roll initiative?
I was trying to roll. It's just that way.
3.
Okay, you win.
Hooray!
You see some little flying creatures above you swooping down to attack you.
They're coming right for us.
Yeah, they're
coming right
particularly vicious.
Yeah. It's sort of a bird-like creature with a long nose.
Beak. Shrew with wings.
Beak, shall we say.
Hummingbird.
Yeah, kind of hummingbird, but bigger.
Vampiric giant hummingbird.
Yeah, that's the ones.
Is it a stud?
Dire.
It is.
It is a stud. Oh, God.
It's more than one.
No.
It's 3.
Commence the juggling.
1 each. Okay, they are swooped down to attack you, but because you won initiative, you will get to attack them before each of them gets to attack you.
Hooray!
Huzzah.
So, Wayne, do you wish to attack yours as it swoops in to hit you?
God. Just hit it right out of the ballpark.
Oh dear.
Okay.
4.
4. That's not going to be a hit.
No.
I get 16, so that's armor class 3.
That'll be a hit.
I get 17, which is on class 2.
That'll also be
5.
5.
Four.
5. No, 5.
Okay, it'll probably kill those two, truth be told.
Aww.
Wayne gets to attempt to hit him.
Better up.
Needs.
See, now I'm almost dead, I'm rooting for the other side.
But he missed you.
Yeah, if we all die, do you know what happens to you?
Goblins eat
lion, lion we're covered in rubbish.
Goblins
eat. Have you died?
No. I could kill you all when I find you there.
Right. Don't want to be passing that on even psychically at this point.
See, because alarmingly you can actually do it. Although you will have to borrow one of our daggers.
Put them all to sleep and then go and cut their throats with their own daggers.
That's low, that's harsh.
All the treasure for me.
Beat you to death with your own shoes.
Why didn't I decide to be chaotic?
Right, okay. Next round. Initiative. See whether it goes first.
Might well.
It does.
Not very important.
It attacks Wayne again. But also misses.
This is the point when the evil cleric has killed her and raised her from the dead.
Now that would be fun to play.
What's that? Unhealthy complexion? No, I'm just an elf. We might naturally pale, don't you know?
You smack your stirs then, Wayne. To coin a
go
phrase.
On then. Indeed.
Smack your sturge up.
10.
I see 9.
I see 9.
No, they only see 7. Ooh. Somebody else wants to attempt to finish it off.
Yeah, I see 5. 6 points.
That will have to be enough. I think it's dead.
Splatter. Sturge. Time 3.
That's true. Make them on the list. That's very well. 13 each.
Huge. Got a hack of all.
Huge quantities of XP. Huge quantities.
Okay.
Search the Sturge room, I guess.
Search the Sturge room. Okay. You can see what appear to be sort of nests upon the ledges around the wall.
Better get rid of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, squashing of the nests, shooting of the nests.
I'm setting the nests on fire.
Burning of the nests with. Yeah, thinking that. Burning of nests with torch.
Okay. Having a look up there afterwards, you will find there are 3 gems.
Ooh.
Some gem each then.
Of varying values.
Do we think. Can we appraise them in any way, shape, or form?
Sell them later.
So later on, divide the cash.
Just add them to the generic list and we'll deal with them later.
Yeah, I'm just kind of.
Because the elf might not die.
Yeah. Do you have a rune number for this?
Although we're covered in rubber, so it's probably going to hideously affect it.
Mm.
Oh, put a cloak over her first and then put the rubbish on top, you see. Keep it nice and warm as well, decomposition.
Yep. Okay, the next room is what appears to be a storeroom, trash on the floor. But empty. You move down a bit further.
This is the last one, isn't it? Apart from the tower.
That one there.
Oh, we're in that one now. Right.
Which is also empty, except for trash on the floor. And then that room. The east wall of this room has the ubiquitous ledge, about 7 feet from the floor. The room appears to be empty except for a statue in the northeast corner.
Ooh.
Mm. What does it depict, the statue?
It depicts a
pissed
shepherd.
Off elf.
A shepherd.
A shepherd.
It's too heavy, Nick.
Does it appear in any way out of place, or just a generic statue in the corner?
It's the only statue we've actually seen.
Well, they may have only had this one statue, hasn't
it? I'll go and have a look at it anyway.
Alignments, people?
Neutral.
Neutral.
It is a stone statue of a shepherd.
Lovely.
I'll go and have a look at it anyway.
Okay.
Sheep don't do well in the mines.
I'll inspect it.
They get the wool dirty.
Become black sheep.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's.
Can't see anything special about it?
No.
Okay, no, I think
we ignore it.
Ignore it, fair enough.
Next room.
Tower. Tower 6. A large empty tower with arrow slits.
Lovely.
And that's all the way around the edge.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we ought to go back and check on the elf.
Yeah.
Really. And I'll have another look at that statue on the way past.
Okay.
Poke my head around the corner though.
It's still there.
See if you can surprise it.
Has it moved while you're looking at it?
Yeah, it's moved. No, it's still
it's those, there. Those scary Doctor Who statues, that's what it is.
Oh, the Weeping Angels, they were excellent.
They're fantastic.
What a great idea. They can only move when they're not,
when you're not looking at them.
I'm really tired. My eyes hurt. You have to
whatever
kind of
you do, don't blink.
What you have to do is kind of keep one eye open, and then when you get a bit tired, you get. Right.
Swap eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you.
Because if you keep both your eyes open for too long, your cornea's gone out and you go blind.
Mm.
Which may well have the same effect as blinking.
Being blind, yes. I
need some swimming goggles for Optrex.
The swimming goggles of Optrex.
As cheesy and as silly as Doctor Who is, I don't think even they could stoop that low.
It's not all cheesy and silly.
I think quite a lot of it is.
Ask them. beauty of it.
Well, we'll see how the new season is now that Steve Moffat.
Indeed.
Lead writer.
The 12-year-old. Oh, indeed, yes. And the 12-year-old doctor.
Yeah.
He's going for the new generation. They're aiming for the kids, I think. That's what
I like my doctor dark and angsty.
Do you agree that it was perhaps 20 minutes too long?
Oh, dear God, yes.
It did seem to go on a bit. Way too self-congratulatory.
Yes.
Plus, I'm really gutted that the woman wasn't Romana. I wanted the woman to be either Romana or Susan, and apparently she was his mother.
Yeah, there we go.
I was sulking about that for a while.
Mm.
Hello, Mummy. Bye-bye, Mummy.
The only two of them voted against. Was that perhaps his mum and his dad?
What the hell?
It should have been Romana and Susan.
Never mind. We I don't know. I
can't take part in the game, so I'm trying to sidetrack it.
That's okay.
That's fair enough. Anyway.
I'm not.
Let's go.
That's a tactic Ross uses all the time.
Let's go check on the pile of junk.
Let's go and pop.
See if the pile of
junk. You're surrogate Ross for the night.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The elf dead yet.
I stopped the dwarf from poking the elf, and I said medically examine her.
Okay.
That's all I asked.
Is the elf
she's
dead?
She's not quite dead.
Mm. Is she looking worse than she was?
She's getting better.
She's not getting better, however.
Do we reckon
not dead!
So we should probably take her back to town.
I said, do we reckon we ought to get her back to town, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, fine.
We should have asked those trustworthy looking mercenaries to take her on the mule.
Yeah.
Merchants, possibly. I don't know if they're mercenaries. I should rig up my cloak between the two 10-foot poles.
And make an absurdly long stretcher. I mean, I know elves are a bit lanky, but...
Well, you know, you have to have some room for people to carry them as well.
Okay. You rig up a makeshift stretcher to carry your fallen comrade.
This makeshift
stretcher rules.
the alcoholic elf
has passed out.
Not an alcoholic.
You're doing a really good impression of one, anyway.
Is she conscious?
No,
not really. They're not excessively lanky. They are proper D&D elves. They're only between five and a half feet tall.
They're smaller than you.
Yeah, giants.
Giants.
We're dwarf.
Yeah, he says the dwarf, who they're about 4 feet tall. I suppose, yeah, they're probably nearly 50% bigger than you, so they're about 25% bigger than you, say. Right, okay. You lug the elf's body back to town, where, with due care and attention, and some rest and recuperation, she will regain consciousness and not be dead.
All I need is 400 more experience points. I can cast healing spells.
Spell.
let's not
well, you know, that's 100% improvement on what we've already got.
Hello again, listeners.
Whoops.
Oh dear.
Minor technical glitch. We were on mains power, we thought, but the mains power voltage wasn't quite high enough, and consequently,
we weren't.
The already depleted batteries finally gave out. And in the brief interim since last you were listening, there has been one brief fight with 3 kobolds and 2 wolves, which were promptly seen off the two of the kobolds by our brave dwarven warriors. No. One of the kobolds by one of the dwarves, one by the elf, and then the corpse was kicked about a bit by the cleric.
Yeah.
And
I rolled to hit as well, and there's nothing left to hit.
The spell sleep.
And then, yes, the third kobold in the room promptly let in 2 large wolves, which did perhaps worry them a little bit until the elf stepped up and did what magic users in the system are supposed to do and put them all to sleep.
My first ever game!
It worked! Don't knock it.
Wearing perfectly and slit their throat while they were asleep.
The party then went on to explore another room in the tower, and were promptly the elf was attacked by a large spider which jumped down from the ceiling, and was
frightened Miss Muffet away.
Yep, she failed to poke it. It failed to bite her. the dwarf,
what's it for two?
Pim, stepped up to hit it for two. It is still in the fight, and as we speak, it is now probably the next round of combat, I think. So, initiative. Bot, you go first.
Hit it again then.
As you two stood next 12.
Thirteen.
14, you've got plus 2.
7. Oh,
14. You're using your club, I assume.
Oh, yes, I am.
Plus 2.
AC 7.
Oh, sorry.
14, so that's on the class 12 5.
Or better. Got a 12. Okay, you both hit it then.
Yes.
For 5.
For 7.
And it's promptly splatted dead.
Splatter!
Yeah, there's a note here from when I last ran this scenario that says, remember to attack a dwarf or a halfling with this spider.
Really?
Why?
Because it's poisonous.
Very poisonous.
And they are the ones who have a chance of making a save.
Everyone's got a chance of making a save.
Yeah, but it's 8 or better for halflings or...
Yes.
Or dwarves, and it's...
Fortunately, it missed everybody. It missed,
yeah, which is good because... Save or die.
I don't want to be dead twice in one session.
These save or die, Beth. It's so hard. It is. To be fair, all actually, you is like 5 points of damage, and it'll kill.
To be fair, you do get plus 2 on the saving throw because it's a weak poison. It's a weak poison save or die, though.
Not very poisonous. If you feel it'll kill you, though.
Right. Okay. As far as I know, there are currently 4 rooms you have not looked in.
And they're the ones that you can only access
from the courtyard. Yes. The central area of the castle has an open courtyard, which looks out in the sky. This is where the wolves were penned in for some reason.
Well, you don't want wolves running around everywhere eating you.
That's true. That's
terribly
true.
Stupid.
So we will go clockwise around the room from the doorway that you entered. So, room 29.
Full of a monumental pile of wolf shit.
Well, actually, they've got the key wrong. And actually, the courtyard's here, if you want the key. So I'm going to assume that that's actually 31 and that's 30. But there you go. 29. This trash-filled room appears to be empty bed with ragged bedclothes. It is otherwise empty. Door to the east wall is flanked by 2 small windows about 7 feet from the floor.
Okay, search the room.
Yeah, poke around.
Okay,
in case there's any more particularly vicious shrews.
Next one then?
The next one. This trash filled room contains an empty bed with ragged bedclothes. It appears to be otherwise empty. So, yeah, it's much the same.
Poke around a bit.
No, you will not find anything.
It's empty.
27, trash-filled bedroom, empty bed, ragged bedclothes.
Search the room.
Okay, searching this room finds a large sack under the bedclothes that contains 300 silver pieces and 50 gold pieces.
Ooh. Write these down.
Where's my list?
Taking us to 7...
What is kobolds worth? Probably even less than goblins. No, it can't be less than goblins. Same as goblins.
How many GP was it?
50. Gold.
Takes us to 81 GP, 1,000 copper, 4,525 SP, 52 EP, and 3 random gems.
That's not so bad.
That's a party kitty so far for it to be shared among the survivors.
Okay, what have we got here in terms of... SP.
Not that we're encouraging inter-party assassination. It's just we're being practical about our chances of living.
Or just being on a pro-rata basis for the time she was conscious.
Mm. I have sleep.
Not anymore.
Just bide my time. It's fine. Yeah.
Okay, quick,
wait till tomorrow.
You wait. I'll have you tomorrow.
Just you wait until I've had an extended rest, and then you'll be sorry.
Spend all night poking his cube.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, did it disturb you?
This was my cunning plan for a fourth edition campaign, is to capture the heroes and have them working as slaves and to give them only 4 hours of rest a night so they couldn't refresh their powers properly. I thought it would be quite funny.
Right then. So, I think you've been in all the rooms on the ground floor of this
single
place.
Long encounter.
This is all one encounter. You do not get your encounter balance back.
That'd be really hard.
Yeah.
Just one long running encounter.
Listen, see, it could be easily be explained by it because it's the montage of
no,
work. Would,
no, what you do is you draw it on an immensely big map. And this is the encounter map. And you have to get from this side of it to that side of it before the encounter ends.
Right, shall we?
Unfortunately, that'll take weeks.
Shall we set up camp and...
Yeah, we might as well camp in the corridor and have a night's sleep.
Indeed.
Maybe okay. Because I need sleep as well.
And then explore the basement.
Yeah, wizard needs food badly.
So shall we say goodbye then?
Yes,
goodbye
indeed.
Then.
Goodbye then. Bye bye everybody.
See you next month.